Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. In Proverbs chapter 4, beginning of verse 23, there's a piece of text here that gets taught a lot, but in the sense of our personal lives, we often blow right through it. The text says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Now, this one little verse, I think, is packed with a lot of wisdom and a lot of challenge. I know a lot of people who allow the outside circumstances around their life to create havoc in their life. I do that at times. My desire to please people can cause me to overcommit. I can overcommit my calendar. I can overcommit my checkbook. I can overcommit my capacity or my intellect, all in a desire to meaningfully say to somebody, yes, I can do that. But in doing so, I'm not guarding my soul or I'm not guarding my heart. I'm losing the margin in my life. I believe when Solomon is writing this to his son, he's saying, son, I want you to know this, that above all else, protect your heart, because your heart determines the course of your life. Now, to unpack heart so we can meditate that way, I want you to see that you guard your heart as you're guarding your own soul. Protect it. Be sure that the force field that's around your soul is God and only God, and nothing else gets into your soul until such time as it's come through the filter of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Guard your soul above all else. It's going to determine the course of your life. So as we seek to do that, join me as we pray. God, today, would you guard my heart? Would you guard my heart above all else? And Lord, determine the course of my life to be your will, your way, and your walk. And allow me to walk in the peace and the power, the correction and the direction that you have. God, clean up my heart. Let a power washing crew go to work inside my soul that I can guard it cleanly on your behalf. In Jesus' name, and everybody that joined me said, amen. Now, I want you to take just a couple of moments now and listen to the Lord as he teaches you how to guard your heart, and he can give you the course for your life. I'm going to mind the time, and in just a few moments, I'll be back, and I cannot wait for you to hear from the Lord. Well, the scripture goes on and says in verse 25, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Friend, when you are on the right course, what lies before you is God Himself in all of His power and in all of His presence. Lay hold of that today and let your path be straight. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.